Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today on CityCast Philly, it's the Friday News Roundup. We're talking about why there's an arrest warrant out for Pennsylvania Representative Kevin Boyle. And could Philly have its own WNBA team in the near future? It's Friday, April 19th. I'm Trinine Uri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Joining me this week is Jillian McGoldrick, reporter covering Pennsylvania state government for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Hey, Jillian.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And Isaac Avalusio, reporter at Axios Philadelphia. Great to have you back, Isaac.
Good to be back, Trinay.
Okay, before we get into the news of the week, let's start with an icebreaker. I read an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer that said Philadelphia police have launched a crackdown on, quote, crazy driving, I'm doing the air quotes, and illegal parking along North Broad Street from City Hall all the way up to the Cheltenham City border. Police officials say crazy driving has been a top complaint during some recent community meetings. So drivers who don't follow traffic signals and signs, double park, or drive on the wrong side of the road can expect a citation. But my question for y'all is, how do y'all define crazy driving? What type of driving, parking behaviors should be considered under crazy driving or like pet peeves that you have? I'll start. I guess I got a whole list here. I got bullet points. Okay. Number one, for me, it's the chronic lane switchers. You know, the people that go in and out, cross without, you know, their little blinker. I can't stand that.
I think for me, it's the people that engage in road rage, right? Because crazy carries a certain connotation. And I think everything under that, under giving people the finger and trying to get into a fight, I think that, to me, we probably all have at one point engaged in that. So as long as you're not trying to mix it up with me on the road, I'll give you a pass.
Yes. What about for you, Jillian?
I have two answers. I also have a list. people who do the Pittsburgh left, where they turn as soon as the light turns green, they'll make their left before anybody else starts going.
Oh, especially if there's no like left turning signal on the light.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They just whip it.
It's called the Pittsburgh left.
Yeah. It's like really, and it's like expected out in Pittsburgh, but here, if you do it, like, please God bless your soul that the other oncoming traffic doesn't get you. And then also, like, maybe like all Maryland drivers, like at least like Jersey drivers, you know, they're going to be going too fast. Like, you know what to expect. But Maryland drivers, they might be the lane switchers. They might be like,
I love this like regional analysis that you have.
Yes. Yes. I live in Lancaster. So I just, and used to cover Pittsburgh. So I have seen all of the bad drivers.
Well, speaking of Jersey drivers, I love y'all, but like, why do y'all drive so close to the bumpers? Like, you brake like so close. It's okay to give me space. Like, get off. I used to say, get off my ass. Like, you know? Okay. Let's get into some of the news of the week. Jillian, you've been following the latest news of Pennsylvania State Representative Kevin Boyle. He represents part of Northeast Philly. And this week, there was an arrest warrant issued for him for allegedly violating a protection from abuse order. Can you tell us why he had one in the first place and how he allegedly violated the PFA?
Yeah, so we haven't seen the PFA yet to confirm for sure who had filed this against him, but it is definitely somebody that's close to him. Previously in 2021, when this when he experienced a psychotic episode, he had violated the PFA that his ex-wife had filed against him.
So back in 2021, he violated another PFA?
Yes. Similar things happened in 2021 when he was experiencing a psychotic episode. And it seems like this is playing out very similarly. His brother, Congressman Brendan Boyle, who also represents the Northeast in Congress, came out and talked about how it's a nightmare for him and his family watching him decline. We have never heard a specific diagnosis, but we know that he has experienced psychosis in the past. And I should add that PFA from 2021 has, and any of the charges from that time has since been expunged. He received a bunch of mental health treatment as part of his arrest back then. His brother said that in his statement yesterday that he had pretty much entirely turned around. He had been thriving at work. He won re-election. He had been doing really, really well. But in the last few months, he started to decline again. The symptoms began to reemerge, and they have not been able to convince him on his own to get the help that he needs.
There were also some recent outbursts from Kevin at a local bar. Jillian, how does that play into all of this?
Yeah, he had an outburst at a Montgomery County bar where he threatened to end this bar. And police said that he had threatened to hurt the female staffers there in February. And after that happened, that seemed to be the biggest signal to Democrats that they needed to start taking some measures. If he wasn't going to get help, they revoked his access to security at the state capitol building. His district office is open by appointment only. You can see all of the work that has been done behind the scenes to try and like protect him and get him into the help that he needs. While all of this was happening, they were also actively working to get someone to run in his place, Sean Dougherty.
Speaking of re-election, Jillian, the primary is next week, Tuesday, April 23rd. Kevin is seeking re-election to an eighth term. How does this latest news impact him?
Yeah, so it doesn't impact his ability to be a state representative. He is still on the ballot. People may have already voted for him prior to this if they voted by mail. There is a chance he could win re-election. There is another Democrat that Democrats have backed and put a lot of money behind, Sean Dougherty, who is the son of state Supreme Court Justice Kevin Dougherty and the nephew of Johnny Doc Dougherty, the former labor leader. So Democrats are very firmly backing Sean Dougherty over Kevin Boyle and have been very clear that they just want Kevin to get help.
What has Kevin said about all of this? Has he made a statement about the most recent violation of the PFA or even after the outburst at the bar?
He hasn't. He had been inaccessible for the first few months after the outburst in February.
Since we spoke with Jillian, there's been an update. Late Thursday afternoon, House Democrats took the first step to expel Representative Kevin Boyle from office. More news of the week after the break. Okay, shifting gears. This week, the Women's National Basketball Association drafted the class of 2024. Big names were drafted, like the University of Iowa's Caitlin Clark is going to play for Indiana Fever, and Louisiana State University's Angel Reese will play for the Chicago Sky. But there's some other big news for our city. Isaac, you reported that Philly is one of five cities being considered for a WNBA team. This is huge. What would we need to do in order for that to happen?
Yeah, no, that news kind of exploded. It was everywhere. It was in the Inquirer. It was in USA Today. It spread all across the country. And Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA, revealed during the WNBA draft that Philadelphia was being considered among five cities for an expansion team. WNBA is adding another team next year to 2025 in the San Francisco area, in the Bay Area. And then they're looking to expand even more by 2028. So it would mean a lot for Philadelphia to have a women's basketball team. They haven't had a women's basketball team since Dawn Staley played for the Philadelphia Rage back in the 1990s before that ABA folded. Now, I think that it's interesting because Philadelphia is a sports-rich town, right?
Yes.
It's one of the biggest sports towns in America, and yet we don't have a WNBA team. So I think it makes a lot of sense to bring one here. Now, there are certain things that would need to happen in order to effectuate that. We'd have to have a stadium for them to play in, a practice facility probably, and then some housing and accommodations for the players. So you're talking about a potential big build out to enable that to happen. But I think other outlets have reported this, that that kind of makes that pitch for the 76ers downtown arena even more enticing and more interesting, because there's some talk, well, can that arena be used to house not only the Sixers, but a WNBA team? I think we're still early in the negotiations, and we don't even know if Philadelphia will actually be a finalist. So too early in the game to say now, but something to actually keep tabs on, and a very interesting development.
For sure. I mean, I remember when the WNBA kind of got off the ground, and, you know, women all over the country, we were just like, couldn't believe it. Are there any names floating around of potential owners of this possible Philly WNBA team?
No, you know what? Miss Engelbert was very tight-lipped. The only known name that we have out there is comedian Wanda Sykes. But as the Inquirer reported, we don't know whether she's still interested in making that happen and being a part of a potential ownership bid to bring a WNBA team out here. And Miss Engelbert wouldn't get into names or groups or any of that type of thing. So your guess is as good as mine, and kind of just stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I also want to go back to the point that you mentioned, North Philly's own Dawn Staley, who is the University of South Carolina's basketball coach, the head coach there, who has successfully led that team to championships. And she really helped popularize women's basketball.
Absolutely. You know, Temple icon before she went to South Carolina. And we had a headline in one of our newsletters before the championship, Dawn of a Dynasty. That was before they won their third championship in 7 years. But I think you absolutely have to consider that. She has built a dynasty at South Carolina. And we kind of jokingly put a call out to some of our readers. Hey, what do you think if Philadelphia gets a WNBA team, what do you think their name should be?
What did people say?
Oh, it was interesting. We had half a dozen or more responses, and many people preferred Philadelphia Bells.
Okay, I could see that.
Double entendre. It's a play on words. Obviously, the Liberty Bell is situated in Philadelphia. And then, you know, if we're all keeping up with our vocabulary, a bell is a beautiful, charming woman. You know, some people said that might be a little sexist, but
yeah.
I think, you know, with the Liberty Bells, you can get away with that a little bit better. But some of the other names, Philadelphia Freedom, that's pretty obvious. Frenzy, spelled P-H-R,
oh.
Which one of our readers said that was the initial original way to spell Frenzy. I can't confirm or deny that. Jeets, I don't know what Jeets is. Ringers, and then Philadelphia Menace, because Mary A. believes, quote, everyone is annoyed by Philly teams. Plus, it sounds intimidating. Bonus on that, John.
Oh, God. As long as we don't call them the Philadelphia Johns, like, please, dear God.
then you're not going to like my two cents, Trinae, because I went with the Philadelphia Don Johns. And then I was saying, Laura Miss Staley from South Carolina to coach the team. And there you have it. A highly unlikely scenario to get to name a team in a city after an individual, probably not likely. Yeah. So more kind of tongue in cheek, but people are obviously interested, and it shows that Philadelphians want a WNBA team in this city.
Yes. Some creative names there. That was Isaac Avalusia, reporter at Axios Philadelphia, and Jillian McGoldrick, reporter covering Pennsylvania state government for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Thank you both so much for joining me on CityCast Philly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trey.
It's time for the tip of the week, where we share a life hack for living in Philly. We all know that Philly is known for our cheesesteaks, and there's so many places where you can get one. But which one is the best? I'm eating my way through Philly's cheesesteak world. I recently went down to Angelo's in South Philly during the lunch hour rush to grab a cheesesteak. It was amazing with that Cooper Sharp American cheese. But where should I go next? I'm thinking of hitting up Pat's and Gino's. Now, I know they're tourist traps, but a girl's gotta eat. If you have a tip where I should get a cheesesteak, I'd love to hear from you. Call or text us at 215-259-8170. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. Our executive producer is Laura Benchoff. Our producer is Abby Fritz. Our Hey Philly newsletter editors are Asha Prahar and Adrian Gonzalez. And our host is me, Trinae Nuri. Music is by Philly's own Interminable, with additional music from All the Kimonos and James Weldon. If you enjoyed this week of episodes, please tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter, Hey Philly. We'll be back Monday morning with more news from around the city. Have a great weekend and be safe, y'all. Bye.